7.5 WT.
The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Community Ties program. And as usual, on the second Wednesday of each month, we are visiting with Wayne Healthcare. Our guest today is Karen Dresch, who's the diabetes educator there. It's Diabetes Month, and she's been sharing some information with us about that. And there's so much going on. I know you want to talk about some events that Wayne Healthcare is hosting this month.
There's a ton of events. First, I just wanted to, since we were talking about diabetes, just to remind everyone, I do offer a free monthly diabetes wellness program. It's always the second Tuesday of the month from 12 to 1. And you can either come to our community rooms at Wayne Healthcare or attend the program virtually via Zoom program. Our next diabetes program is going to be on December the 9th. We're going to be discussing navigating the holidays with diabetes and tips for success. This program is going to be, again, from 12 to 1. And if you want more information, give me a call at 937-569-6750. And Wayne Healthcare really wants to help and help the community and have different information that's being provided out to the community. So one of our events that we're having is actually going to be today. We're going to be offering a Medicare one-on-one program. Come learn more about Medicare eligibility and enrollment, Part A and B benefits. Learn about prescription drug coverage with Part D, Medicare Advantage and supplements, and financial assistance programs. With the program's actually going to be presented by Becky Hayward, the Outreach and Education Supervisor of the Ohio Senior Health Insurance Information Program. We are offering two programs today. The first one is going to be held from 3:30 to 4:30 at the Birchwood Training and Senior Center, and you don't need to register, but you can just come to attend that program. The other one is going to be held at Wayne Healthcare and our community rooms off of the Harrison Street entrance, and that one is going to be offering a complimentary meal starting at 5:30 and the program at 6 p.m. If you're interested in the evening program tonight with Medicare one-on-one, please give Robin Fitzhands a phone call at 937-567-6504. We're extremely happy to talk about our first annual, our inaugural Vital Vines and Wine Festival. It's actually coming up really fast. It's going to be this Saturday, November the 15th. And it's going to be VIP admission from 12 to 6 and general admission from 1 to 6. Our ticket support is going to help to support our Wayne Healthcare Foundation. Wineries that are going to be there are going to be including the winery at Versailles, 21 Barrels, Hard Cider and Wine, A&R Winery, the Old Schoolhouse Winery, Itcher Winery, Brandberry Winery, Old Mason Winery, and the Dragonfly Winery. Come help sip, savor, and support. We actually are going to be having food trucks. Creme de la creme is going to be there, and Lole and Pop Snack Shop. Entertainment, we're actually going to be having some live music. With the live music, Noah Back is going to be there from 12 to 2, and the Woodland Collective is going to be there from 2:30 to 5:30. Our VIP pricing for this event, our pre-sale is going to be through Friday evening, and it's going to be $35 for pre-sale and $30 for pre-sale and $35 at the door. The pre-sale, which is going to be your best value, is going to provide an hour early entry, a complimentary wine glass, 10 tasting tickets, and a commemorative wine tote bag. General admission package, the pre-sale is $25 or $30 at the door. The commemorative wine glass will be provided and 8 tasting tickets. Again, this event is going to be this coming Saturday, November the 15th. And if you have any questions about the event, give Lisa a phone call at the Winery at Versailles at 937-526-3232. Since it is the holiday season, I like to talk about and just give information regarding the holidays. It's so hard to eat on the holidays. And so many events are going to be coming up during the holidays. It's like, how do I eat and how do I eat healthy during the holidays? Well, I'm actually going to present a program called Balance the Bites to Survive the Season. This program is going to help you discover portion control and strategies. You're going to learn practical eating tips and learn to balance indulgence with healthy choices. This program is going to be held at the Chestnut Village Center on November the 18th from 1:30 to 2:30. It's going to be a free event that's going to be open to the community. We also have some different fundraisers that are coming up. One thing that we want to do is that we always want to eat. We always like to eat when we're looking at that. So why not eat wings and come to the Buffalo Wild Wings and help with a fundraiser? This fundraiser is going to be for the Wayne Healthcare Foundation. It's going to be on December the 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m. And with our fundraiser, just let them know that you mentioned the Wayne Healthcare Foundation and the proceeds are going to be coming to the foundation. The foundation is so important for us, and it does so many community events and really helps with our community. And saying that, with the foundation that we're going to be looking at, I wanted to talk to you just for a minute about Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is going to be celebrated on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It's an international day to give back to nonprofits. It's an end-of-the-year donations, and it gives time to make donations to local charities in honor of our loved ones, or maybe even in honor of the holidays itself. It helps us to give back to our neighbors in need and to give gratitude to the gifts that have been bestowed upon us. Our Wayne Healthcare Foundation always accepts donations from the community. And it really, with those donations, it helps with all the programs that we talked about today and that we talk about and all the times that we're going to be here. It also, the donations really help with patients with financial needs and assist in eliminating barriers of care. Giving Tuesday is celebrated on Tuesday, December the 2nd. It's a great way to give back and to show a little love and care during the holiday season. We have online giving at our website at waynehealthcare.org, and we always accept donations mailed to the Wayne Healthcare Foundation as well. Giving Tuesday is a global movement and generosity to transition the community and the world, and we can all make a difference together.
And I know that Terry Flood's one of the people who have come in from Wayne Healthcare and talked about that foundation and how important it is, because she's certainly an advocate. I'm sure you and many others are with Wayne Healthcare as far as people not worrying about costs. Because again, we talked about, you know, sometimes being diagnosed, knowing that you need to be, you know, treated or maybe have a procedure or whatever it might be, is scary enough. But there are people who, you know, certainly are very worried and anxious about how they're going to pay for care, whatever that might be. And, you know, she always tries to remind people, talk to them. I mean, all they need to do is talk to you about that and what issues you're facing financially. And that's what the foundation is for. And generous people make it possible to have, you know, cost reduced for people who maybe can't afford care, whatever they might need. But that should never, the bottom line is, that should never impact whether people get treatment at Wayne Healthcare or not for whatever. I mean, whether it's diabetic related, heart related, anything else, right?
Absolutely. It should never impact what they're going to be doing. And the foundation is so important. It's important for our community. It's important. We would never be able to do things. I would never be able to provide different programs that I provide. Our hospital would not be able to function without that foundation. So it's so important to help everyone in general that we're going to be looking at it. And always remember, too, you know, to learn more about the hospital, always come to our hospital website. Our hospital website is always updated with different community events that we have. And you can always call Wayne Healthcare if you ever have any questions or you ever want to learn about any of the upcoming programs or anything about the hospital or services that we offer. And you can always give the hospital a call at 937-548-1141.
Okay. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
We greatly appreciate it, because this is some really important information that our listeners might need to hear today. And maybe it will encourage them to get screened, even if they don't feel like they have symptoms of diabetes. Maybe it doesn't run in their family, but still, there are a number of tests, screens that you can get done that will show whether or not there might be an issue with, again, diabetes, pre-diabetes, and other things as well, and prevention and care, and maybe you have finding out about the possibility that you need to be treated for something. The earlier you can do that, the better, and again, more of a normal and better quality of life you'll have as a result.
Absolutely. The more that we know, the more that we can take care of ourselves and be healthy. And that's our goal. That's why Wayne Healthcare is here. We want to be here for our community. We want to make you healthy.
And we want everybody to enjoy Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the other holidays that they may celebrate as well.
Absolutely.
With family and friends.
Enjoy the upcoming holidays.
Thank you, and I hope you enjoy as well.
Thank you.
Karen Dresch has been our guest today. She is the diabetes educator with Wayne Healthcare. WayneHealthcare.org, again, is their website, and they're available on social media as well as by calling, as she mentioned. So please be educated as much as possible.